Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It all started with two federal agents who heard a rumor.
She mentions, well, there is this alleged murder to have taken place.
There was just one problem. They had no clue who the victim was.
We have to do our job, and we have to find out, who did they kill?
It had been 15 years since this alleged murder. Was it still possible to unearth the truth?
I used to watch the Unsolved Mystery shows, and I often thought about calling because I was like, this is not right. How can a person get killed and no one knows anything?
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Nameless Man. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to hear the entire season right now, ad-free, subscribe to Pushkin Plus on our Apple Podcast show page or on pushkin.fm/plus.
Pushkin.
Lately, I've been calling up all my scientist friends and granting their wishes.
And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going pie in the sky, like you said.
Yes. No, you get that. Request granted. I'm the czar of the magic wand. I've granted you that request. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm the czar of the magic wand. My name is Malcolm Gladwell, and in season 7 of my podcast, Revisionist History, we throw off the shackles of convention and go where no podcast has dared to go before.
We don't see his boyfriend.
No.
No.
What Other Podcast puts a magnifying glass to the early 1990s made-for-TV movie Doing Time on Maple Drive?
Is Doing Time... is it comic in the Aristotelian sense? Do they resolve?
Yes. Yes, it is comic in the Aristotelian sense. All television movies are.
Season 7 never sleeps. We take you everywhere. A factory way up near the Canadian border. The set of the original A Star is Born movie. A forgotten laboratory under the seats in the old University of Minnesota football stadium. A swanky party in Beverly Hills.
My husband tapped me on the shoulder because I was so busy eating these mini quiche. And he said, put your food down.
Fatty.
Put your food down, fatty.
Oh, and we go to Ohio. We spend lots of time in Ohio.
I have my own hypothesis, but I can't.
Oh, come on.
What if I'm wrong?
This is all about being wrong.
Oh, we don't worry about being wrong, not this season, because every episode is about an experiment. Thought experiments, what-if experiments, natural experiments, a little something I call magic wand experiments. Why a season devoted to experiments? Because if we're honest about ourselves, the list of things we don't know is longer than the list of things we do. And the only way to fix that problem is to put our unknowns to the test. Come join the Revisionist History Experiment starting June 30th, or if you can't wait a moment longer, June 23rd for Pushkin Plus subscribers. Find Pushkin Plus on the Revisionist History Show page, in Apple Podcasts, or at pushkin.fm. Somebody step up. Come and feed me. Eyes are closed. I have no idea whether I'm having bowl on the left or bowl on the right.
With a spoon? Oh, okay, why don't I just hand you on the spoon?
Yeah. Wait, you're not going to feed me?
It all started with two federal agents who heard a rumor.
She mentions, well, there is this alleged murder to have taken place.
There was just one problem. They had no clue who the victim was.
We have to do our job, and we have to find out, who did they kill?
It had been 15 years since this alleged murder. Was it still possible to unearth the truth?
I used to watch the Unsolved Mystery shows, and I often thought about calling, because I was like, this is not right. How can a person get killed and no one knows anything?
I'm Jake Halpern, and this is Deep Cover, The Nameless Man. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to hear the entire season right now, ad-free, subscribe to Pushkin Plus on our Apple Podcast show page or on pushkin.fm/plus.